All right, get your Bible out. Philippians 4:13. I'd actually, again, here it goes again, all week long. I had planned on doing something different, and I just, as it is with things as they are, I see a state of I'm trying to think of the proper words for it, not hopelessness, but I see a state of confusion, and I see some crazy things happening, and I believe with all my heart that although it looks bad, it's not as bad as everybody thinks. DC, can you run to my office and get my clicker, please? We got here this morning. Don's at UNC. I'll tell you about Don. Don's at UNC. He had a kidney removed, had cancer in it. And so he's he's doing good. He'll be coming home either today or tomorrow. But he had a kidney removed with cancer, and they didn't find any more traces of cancer. And so praise God for that. Yes. Where's Eddie at? Eddie, see if you can't get that thing working, please. Might have to go back in the back and turn something. I don't know. We trying something different today, and Don's not here, who's usually been running our Facebook, and neither is Jordan. And so we were trying to do both at the same time. And as you see, one thing about wearing many, many hats, the only problem is we've only got one head. Okay? And so we don't have any Facebook Live right now. So I'm trying to see if he can get Facebook Live running. Praise God. God's got this. God's got it. I got my clicker now. Thank you. Got my clicker. Now, nope, that's not the one. There you go. Here it is. There's the clicker. Yeah, we got in this morning. Couldn't find. As usual, you can't find anything when you're looking for it. Anybody ever had that problem besides us? Okay. All right. So, like I said, I was going in a different direction today, totally different. And yesterday afternoon, the Lord started speaking to me, and I mean, really speaking hard. It's almost, you can say the Holy Spirit was shouting, is that today we need some uplift, just pure uplift. Last week was kind of, it was uplifting, but it was pretty powerful, you know, for fathers. Today we're just going to have some fun. Somebody, anybody want to have some fun? Amen. You know, a Sunday school teacher challenged her children to take some time on Sunday afternoon to write a letter to God. They brought their letter back the following Sunday, and one little boy wrote, "Dear God, we had a good time at church. Wish you could have been there." Whoa! Yeah. Yeah. So, we hope God is here. We pray and God is here with us today. Amen. Philippians 4:13. Just get your Bible. Stand for the reading of the word. It's just it's so awesome. And it's just, I can, y'all say it with me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Y'all say it again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Now, God is so awesome. All the time, God is awesome. And so I ask you right now, Lord Father, to touch, to minister to us all, to make the changes that we need in our hearts and our minds, to bring forth the challenges that we have, that we can do it with you, with your help. We trust you. We know you got this, and it's in your hands. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. God is so awesome. Amen. So you can be seated on the way down, look at somebody and just wave at them. Unless you came here with them. If you came here with them, you can give them a high five. If you didn't come here with them, just wave at them. Amen. You know, there's been so many different things about this coronavirus, and we got one saying it's not as bad as we think it is. Others saying it's worse. And last night, a 16-year-old died with it, and she had no underlying problems, no health problems. So even though, I don't really know exactly where the line is, but I can tell you this, the cases are going up in North Carolina. And part of that is because the governor ordered these to be worn public. Did y'all hear that? The governor ordered at 5 o'clock Friday night, everybody was ready in public. I went out in public just to see, and guess what happened? About 6, 7 o'clock, I went to Walmart to pick up something. Let me just give you a percentage of how many people were wearing these. About 10%. Okay? So again, I don't like the mask either. Yeah, it fogs up my glasses too, but you know what? If this can keep me from giving it to somebody else, then great, because I don't want somebody else to have to be caught up in if I was to have it. I don't think I do, but if I did, I wouldn't want anybody to have it, and vice versa. So if you don't do it for somebody else, at least do it for those around you, okay? When you're out in public, I see a hand being raised. Go ahead. Well, that's when you got all these people do what they're going to want to do anyway. They're going to do it. And I don't have a problem with that. Do what you want to do. I have no problem with it. But I'm going, the Bible tells us to do, and it's give unto Caesar what Caesar's and to God what's God's. And if the governor tells me, then I'm going to do what the governor says. But also, I'm taking care of an 87-year-old and an 83-year-old. And I don't want to get around them, and I picked up something. Okay, because at 87 years old, that is your underlying health problem. I'm 87. Okay, and so again, we got to be kind of careful with that. Be careful with that. Very important. Okay, so now, I can do all things through Christ's strength. We're going to have a little bit of fun. Maybe some of y'all might not consider this fun. What's going on, Eddie? Is it no power? Is it plugged in the back? In the back room? Is it plugged in the modem in the back room? Okay. Okay. Obviously, we've got a problem. That's all right. It'll be okay. We'll have it. We'll be okay. It'll be okay. Okay, so here we go. Here we are. Ready? Overcoming. Becoming a can-do Christian. Now, I've talked about being can-do Christians a lot over the last few years. Even right now, I just can't think of, you know, when we see the civil unrest, you know, I can get up here and try to paint a pretty picture, everything's fine, hunky-dory. It's not. Okay? I can try to tell you that what's going on is because of majority wants. No, it's not. Okay? What's going on is we still have to keep ourselves together. Okay? Because God still has the final word. Okay? The silent majority is the Christian. Okay? Once Christ gets in the middle of all this, then things will be handled. And it'll be handled in a way that God will be glorified. Once God is glorified, things will settle down. But until God is glorified, nothing's going to settle down. God has to be in control. Period. Okay? And until God is glorified, you can put however you can put it, you can change the package, but inside's dynamite. Okay? You can light that fuse and change the package, put little bows and ribbons. I'm here to tell you, it's still going to blow up. We have to put God in this. God has to be in it because God is the one that takes care of things. And God gets everything running right, okay? So here we go. All right. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Becoming a can-do Christian. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me or who gives me strength. So watch, I'm going to give you a couple more versions of this, okay? Just a quick little rundown. Philippians in the Amplified Version, Philippians 4:13 says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength in me. I am self-sufficient in God, in Christ's sufficiency. Amen? How many's ever been down and had the flu or something, and somebody gave you a Gatorade? And as soon as you got that Gatorade, you felt better. That's infusing inner strength. How many's ever been feeling bad and they come and give you an IV? You're in the hospital and you're dehydrated, they give you an IV, and as soon as they start giving you IVs, you feel better. You know why? That's infusing inner strength. And so God has an IV for us. It's Christ. Amen. And Christ can handle this thing. So again, let's look at one more version of the Message. I love this too. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Oh, I love it. It kind of sounds like Dr. Seuss' version, don't it? But let's say it together. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Now again, I try to stay out of public as much as possible. I know you don't think so, but I do. I've been trying to behave myself, and I only go when I'm needing something. Now here's somebody. I couldn't hear. I'm sorry. My earphone's in my ear. I can't quite hear. So watch this. Watch. Are you wrinkled with burdens? Come to God for a faith lift. Okay, ready? Here we go. Watch this. Too many Christians. I watch this. I see this all the time. I hear this. Well, a phrase that I am trying my best to quit saying is, I'm afraid that won't work. I'm afraid they won't come. I'm afraid that things are going to get out of hand. I'm afraid, whatever. You know, the afraid part, actually, we think that's just a slang. Like, when you know, how many people, when you call on the phone or you go to the store and they say, give me a second? I go, 1/1,000. Okay. I was in the drive-thru window the other day at Arby's, and she said, 1 second, please. And so I said, okay, 1/1,000. Now what? But it's just slang. It just means give me some time. But give me a second, please. You know, again, we live in this land of cannots. Quit saying, do your best to try it. Quit saying, I'm afraid that. Catch yourself from here on out, because what you're doing is, although you might be just trying to say something that's slang, your mind hears what you just said. And when your mind hears it, it's not going to translate the difference in afraid as in it might not work. It's in I'm afraid. There's fear that it's not going to work. So in this land of cannots, I hear cannots all the time. I hear what ifs. You know, see the stuff going on, see the things, monuments being torn down. You cannot erase history and change it. If I could erase history and change it, I would have a lot of things in my life I'd erase. How about it? If I could change history, man, I would rewrite it. I would change it. There's a lot of things I did that I said, Lord, I wish I'd never done that. But you know what? It's that. So erasing it or trying to erase the proof of it, the evidence of it, doesn't change the fact that our past is what brought us here. There's good things and there's bad things. There's excellent stuff and there's stuff that's not so good. But at the same time, we saw this stuff going on. I hear the cannots, the what ifs, wish I could. Again, afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid. Quit saying I'm afraid. You know what happens? It's time for us to turn the page. We just keep reading the same page over and over and over again. Have you ever had a book that had 100 pages? A book that had 500 pages? A book that had 1,000 pages? And you have so long to read it. But if you stay on the same page and stay on the same page and stay on the same page, not only will you not get any further in the book, but you will forget the whole purpose of you even reading. And what's happened is right now, between the coronavirus, between the civil unrest, and between the economy and this election, everybody politicizing everything, I don't even know who to believe anymore. One says you can, one says you can't. One says it's good, one says it's bad. One says it's through this, one says that. Then the same one that said you can't in a couple of weeks says you can. And the same one that said you can't now says you can. Huh? Are you actually trying to help us, or are you riding a pole? So I see all this stuff, and what happens is, because of the virus, because of other stuff, we stay on the same page where we fear to move forward. Listen carefully. I hear something going somewhere. I'm not sure where that is, but it's going. We fear to move forward. We stay on the same page. So now, what you do is, once you stay on the same page, the recording is the same thing over and over and over again. So what you hear in your mind is, I cannot. What if? And wish I could. And we hear it over and over and over. And what happens is, you find yourself in a, not only just complacent, you find yourself moving into a depressed mode. When you see all the stuff that's going on, I'm talking about everything. Everything, the economy, the virus, and everybody said, "Well, you just open up, everything will be fine." They open up, and now everything's getting worse again. Or, well, if you're 16, if you're 20, if you're under 40, if you're under 50, it's not that bad. And then a 16-year-old dies. That's like, with no underlying conditions. You know, I hear all this, and it keeps me on the same page, afraid to move forward. How many felt that? It's time to turn the page. Look at somebody and say, it's time to turn the page. It's time to turn the page. It's time to change that recording in your head. You know, everybody talks to themselves. People say, if you talk to yourself, you're crazy. No, you're not. Everybody talks to themselves every day. You probably talk to yourself. You make so many comments to yourself. You make thousands upon thousands upon thousands of comments to yourself every day. The problem is, if you give negative comments to yourself constantly every day, then you're going to find yourself in a negative cycle. So you need to change. Look at somebody said, change the recording. Change the recording. Here it is. We're going to change the recording. Y'all ready to change the recording? You ready to turn the page? Here we go. Ready? Y'all say turn the page faster. All right, Gary. Now we're going to have some fun. We had to start out kind of rough, but we're just trying to let you understand exactly what's happening here. So watch this. Number one, watch this. Y'all say personal. He says, I. Y'all say I. Say it again, I. Like you mean it, I. One more time, I. It's not just them. It's not just for the person beside you. It's not just for the church down the road. It's not just for the super saint. It's not for the struggling saint. It's for me. This verse is talking to me. Y'all say this verse is talking to me. I can do all things. I can do all things. I can turn the page. I can change the recording. I don't have to live in fear. I don't have to struggle. I know that my God is able, and I know that is for me. Amen. Y'all say ouch or amen or something. Amen. All right. So watch this. Watch this. Here we go. We're getting ready. This verse right here, it encourages me when I feel defeated. It comforts me when I'm sad. It emboldens me when I'm afraid. It empowers me when I'm weak. But this verse belongs to me. This verse belongs to you. Amen? Somebody say it again, I. You know, people tell you, I don't like that word, I. There's no I in team. No, there's no I in team. But when Jesus Christ and I are working together, I can do all things through Him who comforts or strengthens me. Me and him are a team, but I am with him in the team. Amen. So number one, y'all looking like you're just about getting ready to get happy. Number two, positive. I hear so much negative. Oh, I hear so much negative. I feel. And then you get to the grocery store and you hear them there. You get in the, and my, I actually got tired of listening. I have Fox News in my car. I turned it off. Then it went to some other place. I turned it off. I actually turned it to 70s rock. Taking care of business every day. And I got out of my car and come back in and switched to some other channel. and started talking about all the stuff we're going through. And I said, I'm getting ready to take this. I just turned it off. Off. Some of y'all be a whole lot better off if you can learn just to turn it off. Don't ignore it, but don't listen to it 24/7 because nothing ever is the same. Everything is different depending on who tells you. And it causes confusion. So find somebody that's reliable. Try to stick with them. If they're not reliable, find somebody else. But don't try to bounce all back and forth because you'll stay as mixed up as a termite in a yo-yo. So I say it's positive. I can. Y'all say I can. I can. I can. All right, look. And then there's no room for maybes. No room for might. There's no room for possibly. There's no room for perhaps. There's no room to say, I'm afraid that. I can. Y'all say it again. I can. I can. Say it again. I can. I can. Yes, amen. Look. Psalm, watch, here we go. So you can scripture here. Psalm 18:32 says, it is God that girds me with strength and makes my way perfect. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear you not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. I can. We need some positive in this world right now. Amen? Instead of all the negative we're hearing, we need to hear some positive. Then productive. Amen? Watch this. I can what? Do. Somebody say do. Do. Say it at the same time here, it's going to sound funny. Get it? Do. Oh, never mind. Okay. Productive. Do. Listen. Not gripe about or think about. Do it. You know, when the boys are coming up, we used to say it all the time. There's nothing between the boys but air and opportunity. Air and opportunity. Air and opportunity. You know, just this week, a few weeks back, or maybe it was a few months back, the young man that I met I already knew him, but I happened to go to his church in Raleigh years ago. He's the one that hooked me up with the internship coordinator for the internship program. So I called him, and it started the ball rolling for the internship program. Now, 2 days ago, this other guy, when he was preaching a revival at Greenville Church of God, I went with him just to be in his revival. I told him I was getting ready to get in the internship program. And he said, well, I heard Brother Haysup's stuff. That's where Brother Haysup was pastoring. I know he's tough, but you will never regret having him. He said, I'll talk to him. I said, no, I don't talk. I was scared of Brother Haysup. Scared to death of him. And he said, I'll talk to him. Well, he talked to Brother Haysup, and I'm the next service. Brother Haysup comes up to me and says, Brother, he says, I heard you're going to be an intern. And I felt like the scarecrow before the great Oz. He said, I would be glad to be your intern master. He said, just tell them at the state that I want you. That guy died and was buried a couple of days ago. That guy introduced me to Brother Hastings. And so I look around and I see my buddies that are my age, that were my preaching buddies that come along when I did, and we all went through the same kind of struggles. Two of them have died in the last just a month or so. And then turn around and all this stuff. And I don't know whether it was from the coronavirus. I have no idea. But two of them are gone. And I see all this negative. And the Lord just kept speaking to me and kept saying, how about you pull out some positive and dwell on it? Pull out some positive. And he said, your buddy that got buried a couple of days ago, his family's grieving right now, but I want you to know something about your buddy. He's been preaching heaven all these years. Guess what? He's experiencing it now. You can be excited for him. Maybe not his family, but you be excited for him because he's experiencing heaven right now. And your other buddy, he's experiencing heaven right now. And Bethany's experiencing heaven right now. Just go ahead. They're all having a good time. Let it be. Amen? So again, here it is. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So y'all say, I can do. Y'all say it. I can do. I can do. Come on. I can do. Y'all get it? I can do. Amen. Not I'm afraid. I can do. And then be persuasive. Ready? Ready? Here it is. All. Did God say I can do partial? Did God say I can only do a little bit? God said, let me just break this down a little bit, because if you're not careful, you'll think you get out of context. I cannot be a sinner for any mate or any basketball team. I cannot be a sinner. I'm too short, especially a pro team. I cannot be a pitcher for the New York Yankees. That's not what he's talking about. Okay? And he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Watch this. Look, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Jeremiah 32:1-17. O Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and stretched out arm. There is nothing too hard for you. So what he's saying is, I'm making you able to do whatever comes against you. All these challenges we're having right now, instead of putting your head in the sand, instead of hiding, know this, with all these challenges that we're facing right now, I can do all things. I can do, y'all say with me, I can do all things. I can do all. I can do all. I am equal to the challenge through the power of God. I am equal, so I'll say that, equal to the challenge through the power of God. And of course, I'm precise. Precise, watch this. I can do all things. Here it is. Every situation, every relationship, everything, whatever you face, put a name on it. Amen? Put a name on it. Romans 8:28 says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. I can do all things. Y'all say it. I can do all things. And here it is, provisional. Here's the if through. You can't do it without him. I've tried. It don't work. Have you ever tried to do it without God's help? Is it fun? Don't you usually mess up? Yes. It's a small word. It's in. It's a fixed position of instrumentality. Only through a certain path or through a certain instrument. A little bitty word, en, for through. It means it's a certain, undeniable path that has to be followed. I can't do all things without him. Amen, but I can do all things with him. I'm not equal to every challenge without him. That's the problem. One of the biggest problems that's going on with all of this around us, all of this, let's just put it all together in a big old pot, is many people are trying to solve all of this without him. Trying to do it all without God. You cannot do anything without God. You can't handle the civil unrest. You cannot handle the COVID-19. You cannot handle anything without God. But with God, you can handle it all. And when God's in control, it's going to wind up being awesome. Amen? So through Christ, person, Christ. He says, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in you, if you abide in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. And again, performing, I'm trying to hurry up because some of y'all are looking like you're ready for McDonald's. Remember, you got to go through the drive-thru. Have y'all got that in your head lately? I stopped at the bank last week. He said, you can come in now. I said, dude, I never even went through the drive-thru until this started. I said, now I can't get it out of my head. Drive through. There was a priest that actually, a priest, put holy water in a water gun. And people drive by and he would shoot them and bless them. Can you imagine the priest? Can you imagine come here for communion and I squirt grape juice in your mouth? Okay, get ready. We're almost through. We're almost through. Just about there. Powerful. Ready? Strengthens. I can always tell when somebody's been through something. You know why? Because when somebody's been through something, it changes them. I've seen preachers. Before they preached, before they started pastoring, when they were just getting started, before they evangelized, I hear their message. And after they started evangelizing, their message changed. After they started pastoring, their message changed even more. I seen people that went through it, you know, everything was hunky-dory, everything was nice, and they were one way. But as things started happening, you know, the sickness and disease and the challenges of life, it changed. The one thing I do, although that's different, there's one thing I have seen, and that is strength. This word here is dynamis. Not dunamis, dynamis. This word dynamis means the power to produce more power. This is where we get the word dynamo. Anybody ever seen a dynamo? You get the dynamo going and it becomes self-perpetuating because the dynamo just keeps producing more and more and more, more power. Dunamis is that one time, boom! But dynamis is a continual power. They get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. He says, I can do all things through Christ. Who? Dynamis is me, who just keeps getting the power more and more and more and more. As you see people go through things, their life changes, and God is so awesome. Here we go. Get ready. Get ready. To the end right here in D.C. I want to get ready for something, bro. Me. Y'all say me. Say it again. Me. This is pretty cool. It ends where it started. If you don't personalize, it doesn't mean anything. If you do personalize it, then I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I remember when Bethany died and we were coming up here to the funeral. And I walked in and it was terrible. And I did the breathing exercises I've been telling y'all about. One of the breathing exercises, the whole time I kept saying, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Every time my emotions would get the best of me, I'd say, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. And when Brother Pollock called me up, on the way up, I said, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. And when I got ready to start, I could feel my emotions out of my throat. And again, I said, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. And after I said it about the fourth time, I literally felt myself crawl up in God's pocket. Somebody said, how in the world could you do that? Preacher owned all his funeral. I said, it wasn't me, bro. I mean, I was the instrument, but it wasn't me. It was Christ in me. And then I was at Emmaus. And somebody came up to me and said, how could you be talking about Bethany without falling all the pieces? And I said, because I can do all things with Christ's strength to me. And so at the closing ceremony, we were standing there. And I wasn't ready for this. Linda was beside me. We were sitting side by side. And there was 150 people in the auditorium. And all of a sudden, somebody goes up and talks to Gladys Peel. And Gladys Peel says, oh, we forgot something. It was literally the closing day of that Emmaus walk with Bethany's birthday. April 7th. And he said, we forgot one thing. And he said, there's a precious young lady who wouldn't sing happy birthday that I didn't know who he was talking about to start with. And he said, Bethany. Now, I wasn't ready for that one. Lynn and I just fell to pieces. And somebody asked me, why'd you fall to pieces then? But when you were preaching, you didn't fall to pieces. I said, because when I was before I preached, I kept saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you just pop up arbitrarily without me even knowing it and start singing happy birthday to Bethany on her birthday, couldn't handle it. Because I didn't have time to say I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All I could say was, oh no, and cry. There's a lot going on in this world. We can't bury our head in the sand. We can't deny that it's happening. We don't need to go forth without the wisdom of God. But when we go, whatever we do, remember, do small. Do it around every day. Do it around with people around you. Let them see God in you. Let them hunger and thirst for what you got. God's got this. This isn't a surprise to God. He knew it. He's going to happen. Now's the time. For the church to be the church. You've heard me preach on the eagle. The eagle, when it builds his nest, he starts out with thorns. Then he goes over the thorns with leaves. And after he goes over it with leaves, then he goes over it with animal skins. Those little eaglets, all they know is comfort. But when it's time for the eagle to be an eagle, mom and daddy go to that nest. And first they start pulling out the skins. Now they're starting to feel a little uncomfortable. Pretty soon the skins are gone. There's nothing but leaves there on top of those thorns. They're going, oh, wait a minute. This is so comfortable. It's not comfortable anymore. Then they pull out the leaves, and now they're on thorns. The Bible says that's called stirring the nest. Getting the little eagles ready to be eagles, to do what they're supposed to do. And that's sore. Not be sore, to soar. And God said, I'm going to, like an eagle stirs her nest, so will I stir Israel. And likewise, you know he's going to stir the church. So this time we live in, with all the stuff that's happening around us, if we could see it through God's eyes, knowing that God's in total control, what I see is God's moved the animal skins out of the way. Because we got comfortable. We did. We got comfortable. The church has the answer for all of this. But we're just being quiet, sitting down, comfortable in our own little world. So the animal skins are pulled out of the way. Now it's starting to, and every day more leaves are being pulled out. And we're sitting on the thorns. Is God trying to hurt us? No. When God stirs the nest, it's to get us to stand up and be counted. Like that little eagle, it's time for it to soar. To be an eagle. The greatest bird of all time. We're the church. The greatest organism in the world. You know why? Because the greatest organization in the world. You know why we're the greatest organization? It's because we're not just an organization, we're an organism. We're the body of Christ. The nest is stirring. I can't stand it. The pain. The sticks. God says, how about stand up and be the church? You've got the answer. Let the world know. Let them see. And watch what I can do. Wow. Everybody stand. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody looking around. if you're here today with nobody looking around, and you find yourself getting caught up in all this confusion that's happening around us with everything, the perfect storm is what this is, the perfect storm. And you find yourself beginning to say, I can't. Only if. What if? What do I do? I'm afraid. I'm afraid that. I'm afraid. And you find yourself getting in a negative cycle. I have to fight it too. I'm not kidding. I have to fight it. We all do. Every last one of us. If you don't have to fight it, it's because you're on some good medicine, okay? You have to fight this. And you find yourself in that negative cycle. But you want to change that. With nobody looking around, would you just slip up that hand? Slip it up. I'm getting caught up in negative cycles. And I just want to bless them, Lord. Bless them. I find myself being caught up in negative cycles, and it aggravates me. Maybe you're here today, and maybe you can get a fresh perspective of the eagle stirring its nest. Uncomfortable. An eagle can go about 180 miles an hour in a 2-mile dive going after a rabbit that it saw 2 miles away. 180 miles an hour and swoop down and get that rabbit. So powerful. But if it was stuck in the nest, it would never, ever be able to do that. So mama stirs the nest. We got some challenges ahead of us. And I'd love just to have the safety of being in the four walls. But we cannot affect the world in the four walls. We come here to get refreshed. We come here to get renewed. We come here to worship together. We come here to get what we need to go back out. This is like the pit stop. But the race is out there. We got to stop by the pit stop. We got to have the pit stop. But the race is out there. If you're ready for God to use you like never before in all of this that's going on, nobody looking around, would you just raise that hand? I want God to use me. I need God to use me. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Use them, God. Let's pray together. Lord, I love you. I thank you that you let me live in such a time as this. Help me to be like Esther. Help me to be like that eagle when the nest is stirred. Help me to step up to the plate. And when you show me what to say, say it. When you show me what to do, do it. Let me do nothing without your wisdom. And I thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, y'all say this, I rededicate my life. I rededicate my hope in you. In the name of Jesus, help us to rise above and show the world the answer. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now come on back. Tuesday, we're talking about stress management. It's really been pretty cool. The ones that are there tell you it's been really, really good. It's been trying to, you know, get a lot of conversation. That's good. I like conversation. Get a lot of conversation, and we've gotten some answers, and that's cool. So Tuesday night, I'm looking better and better. God is good. Brother Steve.